views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik, host of Vibrant Powerful Moms, a podcast focused on helping you remember who you really are, so you can realign with that vibrant energy while releasing anything you might be doing to hold yourself back and reclaim the life you've come here to experience. I'm thrilled that you have tuned into today's podcast because last week I was guided to launch a pretty big topic, and my ego was a bit concerned it might scare some people off. If you missed last week's podcast and just happen to start listening to this one now, you might want to go back one week and give the previous one a listen first. Assuming you feel you're in the right place, let's continue our discussion. What we started last week was really a paradigm shift, a different way of looking at the world as we know it. Opening your mind and seeing beyond the fear-based, limited version of life that has been widely spread and accepted is not an easy thing to do, so congratulations for sticking with it. In case you think I'm just placating you, let me speak a bit more to this topic. There are many, many people so afraid to question the status quo, to rock the boat, or even to stand up for their own opinion. This is why it's so important we all reconnect with our power and remember how to stand in it confidently and proudly. Their fear is not unfounded. In the past, we know people were punished, silenced, even killed in many terrible ways. And it's actually quite likely that you experienced that in a past life, perhaps more than once, which means the memory of it is still there in your subconscious mind. It's part of your programming. I'm not telling you this to scare you, but so that you understand why you might feel fear, panic, or anxiety as you continue on this journey. And I also want you to know that there are ways to release those memories. They do not have to control you forever. Thankfully, things have changed a great deal, at least in the Western world, and it's time for us to take back what is rightfully ours and to right the wrongs that have been happening. You might have heard that the Dalai Lama once said, "Western women will save the world." This sounds like such a big project, but it's really just about awakening, sharing what we learn so we can help others awaken and bring up our vibrational energy as a world. It's about taking back our power in loving and appropriate ways. So today, let me start by sharing some of my path towards enlightenment. My journey of awareness began when I was quite young, with a really strong sense that there was more to life than was meeting the eye. My mom was a bit of a radical in her day because although she didn't act out publicly, at least she tells me she didn't burn her bra or anything, she did openly question things, and she still does. She read a lot of edgy works, like at the time, Jane Roberts, who was channeling Seth, was big, and all of Shirley MacLaine's books, but ones like Out on a Limb, even the name tells you that Shirley was being risque. Although my mom was a fully trained RN, she quickly figured out that hospitals and the medical system itself was just too restrictive for her, and she started her own journey outside of the medical system. It was my mom who solved my migraines that the doctors had said I just have to live with, even though I was only in elementary school. And it was also my mom that started me down the path towards fixing my irritable bowel syndrome when the medical system's answer was to put me on daily sedatives for the rest of my life. My mom practiced reflexology and myotherapy, which, if you're not familiar, is energy work. Now, this was back around 30 years ago. It was barely talked about in Western culture. My point is that my mother was well chosen by me because she taught me to question, to wonder, to seek answers. She also challenged me to not just blindly follow something because it made sense, but to look at it from many different perspectives, and even then to keep my mind open to new possibilities. My dad taught me a lot of wonderful things, but the two pieces that really stand out as most relevant for now is that first he taught me I could do anything that I really wanted to do. And secondly, he showed me what it felt like to be loved unconditionally. That is not an easy thing to do, but he somehow managed to do it. Another aspect of my life that spurred me to look for big answers was my confusion around religion. My parents took us to church when we were young and taught us to say grace. Actually, we usually sang grace. We were one of those families. We had Bibles, and I was baptized in a United Church. But beyond that, I was encouraged to develop my own understanding of God. As a teenager, I often slept over at a friend's house whose father was a born-again Christian and, as a result, an avid churchgoer. Often, we were required to get up early, at least it felt really early back then, on Sunday morning and attend their Baptist church with them. The conversations here seemed a little more punitive than I remembered from my younger years in Sunday school classes, but I wasn't sure if it was me, the kind of church, or something else that had changed. When I met my Roman Catholic boyfriend at 16 and started attending church with his family, I found myself surprised yet again. Now, before I offend anyone listening, let me quickly say it wasn't the content of the service, because the service was all in French and I really didn't understand French at all. What shocked me was the hypocrisy I was witnessing. Like it was okay to be a mean, angry, or selfish person all week and then to go to church Sunday and think all was forgiven. Attending university further opened my eyes as I explored God and religion in a philosophy course, and then I learned all about things done in the name of the church throughout my degree in social work. Now, in the second instance, I was learning about a very punitive and small-minded God, and that did not work for me at all. One final chunk of this puzzle fell into place when my husband and I bought a house in a small town with a very strong Mennonite community. If you've ever read the book A Complicated Kindness by Marion Tapes, let's just say I could understand it a lot better after living there and seeing some of it firsthand. Now, don't get me wrong. They treated us with nothing but kindness, acceptance, and appreciation. It was just some of the stories of what was happening within their ranks that I found so shocking. All of this encouraged me to do a lot of soul searching, quite literally, to create my own understanding of what God, Creator, Source, Universe meant to me, and how I can use that information to help me be the best possible version of myself while still being accepting and understanding of the beliefs of others. It was an interesting journey of acceptance, rejection, understanding, reconnection, paradigm shifting, intense spiritual development, and so on. When you really acknowledge that our journeys are unique, you suddenly realize that labels like right and wrong, good and bad, or better yet, good and evil, Christian or non-believer, they're not really relevant, much less guidelines for life. The more I searched, the more I came across people like Sonia Choquette, Ellie Drake, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Neil Donald Walsh, Lisa Garr, Greg Braden, and so many others. I would be really remiss not to mention Jennifer McLean. She had an internet show called Healing with the Masters, and she still does, I think. I haven't tuned into it recently, but I used to listen to it all the time for many years. And it was her who introduced me to so many of these people. As I connected with my higher self and intuition, I could sense myself remembering. More and more amazing people arrived in my circles, mostly via my inbox. And as I started listening to psychics and channelers like Bernadette Corusel, who actually lives fairly close to me, and I did a weekend workshop with her where we cleared up energy from several past lives, it was pretty cool because the group that came was mostly strangers, and yet in every past life, we were all there. We had all been together in those lives. It was pretty cool. I also found Eva Gregory, who channels Theos, Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks, you might have heard of her, she's quite well known, Carrie Samuels, who I mentioned last time, she has a direct line to our spirit guides, archangels, she's a numerologist, an astrologist, she's a happiness coach, and I love her. The more I opened my heart and mind, the more I remembered, the more awake I felt, the more I tuned in, and eventually found that I could actually do some channeling myself. I didn't set out to do that. It just sort of happened one day. I also left a really great job that I loved, but that was totally draining me. I could feel myself becoming physically exhausted. I think this was because I never would have been able to delve so deeply into my topic if I stayed working there. The job was in the school system, which is limited by government, community, health authority, and so on. By now, I was tuned in enough to know that I was being pushed to move on. Now, I recognize that what I'm sharing could have a very eccentric ring to it that could almost make one think of, I don't know, cult-like behaviors. So let me just say that none of this is about brainwashing, limiting free will, controlling, or creating sameness. Awakening happens in your own life, on your own terms, at your own speed, with you firmly in charge of every aspect of your journey. So if that thought has come up, because I could hear it as I was sharing my story, please know that this is nothing to do with that kind of community living. Throughout all of my experience, I was still living my life, dealing with challenging people and situations, worrying about money, wondering if I was making everything up, and trying to figure out how to live my passion and get paid for it. In full transparency, I'm not there yet. Yes, I'm living a life I love. I'm filled with gratitude, compassion, and most days I am pretty understanding. But my journey, like your journey, continues to push me to grow on a regular basis. So let's talk about the game. Regrettably, in order to properly play the game called life, we have to start by forgetting everything we know about why we are here, what life is really about, and how connected we really are. Apparently, we tried to do this other ways while staying more connected, but this did not provide a quality human experience. So we started again with these new rules in place. Bernadette Corusel, who I mentioned before, she actually talks about this in her book, The Learning Curve. So if you're intrigued and want to find out more, that's who I would look up. Her last name is Corusel, and the book is called The Learning Curve. As a result, a big part of being here on Earth is affected by the fact that we have to deal with all the confines of being human without the knowledge that we can be anything more. We feel pain, we fear the unknown, we are limited to linear time, and unless we make a point of doing things differently, we're governed by our egos. Add to that the fact that we're actually trained to think that work and money are the most important things in our lives. Pretty confusing. I tell you this so that you come at your life from a place of compassion and desire to awaken. I guarantee you are already started on this journey, or you would not still be listening. You are not late or bad for not tuning in sooner. Your timing and the place you are at in your journey is absolutely perfect. If you're in the middle of a difficult part of your own journey, that too is divinely inspired, and your awakening is meant to help you make your adventure more fun. You might need to do more than just listen to a podcast to make changes, but the universe is providing you with ways that you can do that. So go for it. Let me share a little exercise you can do if you're chomping at the bit, ready to awaken and getting tired of just listening to me talk. Once again, you might want to pause the podcast once you understand what you're supposed to do and then return to it when you're finished. You're also welcome to just listen and save it as a task to do later. You might have noticed that I talk a lot about self-awareness in my podcasts, and that's because this is where awakening begins. You must tune in if you don't want to be tuned out. Over the next week, or if you like, things have been coming up in your recent past, start noticing the signposts. Anything that comes up more than once is worth noting. Three times is a definite pebble, okay? So if you want to avoid getting a rock chucked in your direction, you really should start to tune in and investigate. So how do you investigate? There's no right or wrong way to do this. Simply recognize a sign and figure out a way to look into it some more. Here's some of my favorite ways to do it. One is to tell the universe you've seen the signs, but you're unclear what they mean. Ask for the next signal to be super clear and include guidance for how to proceed. Then pay attention. If a neighbor comes over and starts talking about something that seems totally disconnected from your previous conversations with them, rather than writing him off as rambling, start looking for possible connections. Or if a certain ad keeps popping up on TV, and then you see it in your magazine, and then it's in the margins of Facebook, maybe it's time to explore if there could be any connection there and look into it. Remember, you're still in charge, so you do not have to follow the path the universe is offering. But you do need to go off of autopilot and recognize that some kind of action will likely be required if you want to avoid getting a rock chucked at you. The second way you could do this is you could access more information through meditation. To do this, you just get in a comfortable spot where you will hopefully not be disturbed for at least 10 minutes. Sit comfortably, preferably with a straight spine. Close your eyes and breathe deeply into your belly. Quiet your mind as best you can by focusing on your breath. When you feel ready, ask your spirit guides of only 100% pure light to join you and share some more information about the signs you've been noticing. Relax and breathe. See if anything comes to you. You might actually see something like in a daydream. You might hear something. You might just sense an answer. If a form comes up, like, I don't know, a little black circle, let's say, it could be a red triangle, it could be any color, any shape, you can ask it questions. You can give it a mouth so it can talk to you. Ask questions as needed and enjoy the experience. Now, if you don't feel anything coming, ask your spirit guides to help you translate the information they are sending and breathe some more. If this is totally new to you, you might not be ready, trained to speak with your spirit guides. So this is the starting point then. Ask them to help you translate. Whether you receive anything right now or not, when you feel like you're done, breathe deeply, thank your guides, wiggle your fingers and toes to come back into your body and open your eyes. If you received info, make a note of that. If you didn't, carry on with your day and see what comes up in the next little while. The third way you might investigate is you can take the sign you've been seeing and write it, draw a picture about it, create a story about it, or work on saying it aloud. If you're writing, take a clean sheet of paper, write the word or description, whatever it is you've seen, empty your mind, and then just write anything that comes to you. Don't worry about it making sense, just write and see what comes. The task is basically the same for drawing, painting, or creating a story. Relax, get your paper, your whatever you're going to use to create, and then let things flow and see where they go. The word breakdown involves saying the word aloud and allowing it to morph as you speak. Sometimes the word will alter a little bit, and then it might turn into a totally different saying. Then it can become a chant. Then it might turn into a jingle. And then all of a sudden, at the very end, it finally reveals itself to you. So watch for that and see what comes up. Let me give you a quick example of that one. Let's say you keep seeing the words big idea, and you don't know what the big idea is. But you've decided, all right, I'm going to work on those words. So you would start saying aloud, big idea, 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 big idea. And as you do that, at some point, all of a sudden, you'll get something completely different come out, and it'll give you an answer. Now, I've done this many, many times, and it always amazes me what ends up coming at the end. So give it a try. Stick with it. If there's other people around, you'll feel ridiculous. So try to be completely by yourself. I like to do it when I'm out walking on country roads where there's nobody around. But you can do it however it works for you. In the car can be a good place too. You have to completely let go. If you try to control it, if you try to force it into a tune, nothing will happen. Awakening does not mean everything will suddenly be easy and there won't be any more bumps in the road. Even trying these simple tasks in the exercise might seem like a heck of a lot of work. So don't force the issue. When you are going with the flow, things move along easily. So if you feel like you're paddling upstream, you're quite unlikely to find out what you're looking for. The hardest part will be going off autopilot and becoming aware. Most of us do not have access to magic in this lifetime because it would rob us of the human experience that we came here to live. So you have to be patient. I also don't want you to think that everything is destined and that we have no control over the route we take. This is totally untrue. Free will allows us to choose our path. If it somehow connects with the one that we've come here to fulfill, things will seem to just fall into place. This doesn't mean everything is rosy. It just means you don't have to search for where to go next. One final note, you could be way past the simple exercise provided above, but my guides are suggesting this is a good place for many to start. So I need to start where it suits the most people. It is a great idea to search for guidance, for those who can help you remember, realign, release, and reclaim. Not because these people have all the answers while you don't, but because that's how the game is meant to be played. It's a team effort where we share our wisdom and tools, help others who are ready to hear what we've come here to say, use our relationships with others to evolve, and do what we have come here to do for the good of the whole. Something to keep in mind, even those who have come here as guides with gifts to help others, like psychics, channelers, energy healers, light workers, and so on, they're still here for a human experience. And while they might seem more connected to the bigger picture, they are still evolving and limited by human restrictions. Carrie Samuels talked about this in her Soul Salon in a way that made such sense, I just have to share it here. I touched on it last week, but it's worth repeating. She said, we are all at different places in our soul journey, which doesn't make it right or wrong, good or bad. It's more like how a child in kindergarten is not expected to have the same knowledge and understanding as a child in grade 12. We don't think less of the kindergarten student because of where they are. We simply recognize that is where they are at, and we support them on moving to the next level. And while we're on this topic, we all are here to guide and help in some way. It's not just a chosen few who have come here to save the day. This is a group effort of very evolved and savvy souls. You're a part of this group simply because you are here. That makes you evolved and savvy. If you're wondering about your own gift, I guarantee you have at least one, maybe more. Seek out your passion and your gift will find you. Since you're listening to my podcast, I believe I have something to share with you that will help you move to the next level in your game. What that is, I don't know, but I'm ready and willing to explore that path with you. I'm kind of surprised to find that I still have more to share on this topic, but I've certainly talked long enough. So next week, I will share why the time is right to take action and talk about some simple things that you can do to start taking back your power. At least that's what I'm being told I will share next week right now. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like it, share it, or write a review. Your words help to guide us too. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.